From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Modernized Endangered Species Act regulations will be reinstated after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a district court improperly vacated 2019 revisions. The appeals court found the district court erred by reversing the regulations without determining whether they were actually unlawful. In August, the court overturned a lower court's ruling that prohibited AFBF from defending the delisting of the gray wolf. The USDA's 2022-23 September wheat production forecast is unchanged from August at 1.78 billion bushels. This season's wheat exports are also unchanged from the previous month at 825 million bushels, and there are no by-class changes. U.S. wheat exports for June and July reached a total of 117 million bushels, down 23% from the same time last year. Better late than never, as Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says she's hopeful the Senate will confirm three agricultural nominees this week by unanimous consent. The Hagstrom Report says Alexis Taylor is the nominee for USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Jose Emilio Esteban is nominated for USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, and Vincent Logan is the nominee for the Farm Credit Administration Board. Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman also hopes they can be confirmed this week. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.